You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. On today's program, we are talking about prostate cancer. September is National Prostate Health Month, and our guests in studio on this program are CCRTD Professor and Executive Director, Dr. Shafiq Khan, urologist Dr. Daryl Carman, and cancer survivor Rudy Morgan. We would love to talk to you right now. Join the conversation by calling us at 404-880-9255. We're also on Twitter at CCRTD. We want to go straight to the phones. We enjoy you calling and asking your questions about prostate cancer. In Atlanta, we are here now with Bruce. Bruce, thanks for calling in. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, thank you so much. So this is my question. When screening, I would like you all to explain the difference between biopsy versus MRI and how effective is one versus the other, and then what's the cost comparison.
Dr. Carman, do you have any thoughts on that? I know that's general because it will depend on where you're being treated, your insurance coverage in terms of your part of that cost, but can you give us some information on that?
So traditional biopsy for an elevated PSA, if you are concerned about cancer, whatever, fill a nodule, et cetera, prostate ultrasound-guided biopsy is the most common. Over the last several years, MRI, and actually it's a 3D or multiplanar MRI, special contrast that they use, can detect high-grade lesions. It has been out in the last couple of years, and actually most in terms of approval, because everything, unfortunately, goes by insurance approval, it typically gets approved if you've had a ultrasound biopsy first, and that was negative. There was no lesion, no cancer, but now your PSA continues to rise. That's an indication for MRI. And to your point, it is a very expensive test. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's more expensive than the ultrasound.
So you have to balance that and ask your questions, because I think that's something that you can get clear about with your doctor specifically. And so let's talk a second, because I want folks to know that there are things we can do from a lifestyle perspective, especially if you do not know of this prostate cancer to be in your family. We talked a minute ago about the nutritional side of things, what we're choosing to eat, how we're caring for ourselves. Dr. Khan, you mentioned the importance of exercise. You talked about nutrition. I've done some reading and saw that obesity and some other factors are certainly, like many cancers, I mean, in general, these things impact our health, right? If we're not keeping a healthy weight, if we're not caring for what we eat and what we're feeding our body.
Yeah, of course. Obesity is one of the major risk factors and proven risk factor for prostate cancer, but for a whole lot of other diseases. But what you eat is very important. And you know, Dr. Carman can tell us too. You know, the red meat and especially the fried food. And
yes,
they have been connected with not just with prostate cancer, but also with colon cancer and breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important that your diet is healthy diet.
That's right. It's really more important than a lot of people give credit for. Dr. Carman, what are some of the things we can do as people every day? What are some of, do you have any advice for us on perhaps how, as Dr. Khan just said, look, the red meat, no fried foods, bring that down if that's prominent in your diet. Look at that. That's something we can do. Any other advice on nutrition you can give us?
Well, diet is a modifiable risk factor. I start there. So staying well hydrated, 32 to 64 ounces of water a day to flush out the impurities in your body. Putting in good fuel. That's what we eat is fuel. So fruits, vegetables, things that have antioxidants in it. That I kind of give a broad stroke there in terms of what type fruits, vegetables to consume. And then meats that we alluded to earlier, fried foods, red meat, that's bad fuel. That puts you more at risk for just cancers in general.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise boosts your immune system, keeps your immune system strong. Yeah. That's what helps you to fight off infection and cancers and other diseases. So to exercise 4 to 5 times a week is also going to be very helpful.
Very good information. Rudy, in your experience now, after your treatment and feeling good now on the other side of your diagnosis, you're out here and you're advocating and talking to men and, like you said, women, too, just so that we all can approach prostate cancer in a healthy way. What lifestyle changes have you made? Do you find you have made adjustments so that you can live a bit healthier? And has your brother perhaps experienced the same kind of adjustments?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is my brother is a vegan. And I'm carnivore, so you know, I moved from California to here, so I probably ate a little bit more fried foods when I moved to Georgia 12 years ago. But I have changed. But one of the things I think that's most important that people can do, and I'd like to leave this, is they can go to the Georgia Prostate Cancer Coalition's website. That's georgiapcc.org. Look at our calendar of screening events and encourage all men to take advantage of the free screening that we offer to men in this community.
That is so important. I know that often we all talk about, you know, I don't know, my insurance doesn't cover. It's wonderful that you offer that for free. So thank you so much. That's a real resource. Dr. Carmen, perhaps some things that you could suggest that we continue to do. We will look at our diet. I think we need to do that in respect to all cancers. Some other things that you'd like to leave with us, words of wisdom.
Really engaging the healthcare system. At the age of 30, I'd recommend all people, men or women, visit the doctor just to get a baseline. And then they can decide from there how frequently they need to be seen afterwards. High blood pressure, diabetes, those are things that are very prevalent. So there's a schedule in terms of screening processes that need to happen. So having a primary care on call, so to speak, that's probably the best message that I would recommend at this point.
And Dr. Khan, you know, people, we all go on the websites, we get on the internet and we start researching. And here's the problem with the internet when, you're trying to self-diagnose. You know, by the end of it all, we've got it all mixed up. We don't have the benefit of your expertise as doctors. So a trusted website, the CCRTD website, has a lot of trust information that people can trust.
Yes, people can call us, people can get on our website. But the main thing, once again, is that early detection. If you find out prostate cancer or any other cancer at a stage which is at a very early stage, that's almost 100% curable.
That's amazing, because that's not true of all cancers.
Yeah, so most of the cancers which lead to mortality are the cancers which are spread out from the site of origin. So if you keep track of your health and if you are diagnosed early, then cancer doesn't have to kill anybody.
So that's encouraging.
That's what I would like to say.
That's so encouraging. Rudy, I know now it's a wonderful thing to hear that you encourage your sons, the next generation. And I think, you know, more and more the younger folks are understanding that, you know what, we can take control of our health. Exactly what Dr. Khan is saying. I can do a lot in preventing these things. Do you find that your son and his family are receptive since there is the genetic factor in your family? Have you found them to be open to receiving the information?
Well, my son certainly was, because he was right there. As I went through my my dilemma, I'm one of the lucky ones. But I'm lucky because I had early detection. And
yes,
if there is nothing else that you remember about this radio program today, early detection is the key.
September is National Prostate Health Month, and
yes,
that is the reason for our discussion today on Your Health Connection. I would like to thank all of you for taking a part in this and sharing your stories. Dr. Shafiq Khan, did you have another comment, Dr.
Yeah,
Khan?
No, I just wanted to say that early detection is really the key, and you want to know about it. If you can find out a way to get it, get yourself screened, then that's the best way to save yourself from this.
That's
right. This program is really, we were trying to tell you that That's the take-home message.
Mm-hmm. And it's a hopeful take-home message. And so prevention is the key, and you can 100% recover from this if detected early. So September is National Prostate Health Month. I really do want to thank you, Dr. Shafiq Khan, for bringing this to us from CTRTD. Thank you also to Dr. Daryl Carman. Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your expertise. And cancer survivor Rudy Morgan. Rudy, thank you for being personal and sharing with us about your family and your experience.
And let me welcome back to this team.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Khan.
To this program.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you listening to Your Health Connection here on WCLK.
Hello. I am Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. The Cancer Center is committed to reducing the burden of prostate cancer health disparities in the African American community through research, outreach, and education. On behalf of the Cancer Center, I would like to thank you for joining us today on Your Health Connection.
Your Health Connection is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wclk.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Paula Gwen Grant and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.